This is Daily News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli troops have seized control of Gaza's vital Rafah border crossing in what the White House described as a limited operation. Fears have been mounting of a full-scale invasion of the city, and ceasefire talks with Hamas remain on a knife's edge. The UN warned of a potential collapse of the flow of aid to Palestinians from the closure of Rafah and the other main crossing into Gaza at a time when officials say that the northern part of the enclave is experiencing full-blown famine. The Israeli foray overnight into Tuesday came after hours of whiplash in the Israel-Hamas war. The militant group said Monday it accepted a ceasefire proposal that Israel insisted did not meet its core demands. The U.S. paused a shipment of bombs to Israel last week over concerns that Israel was approaching a decision on launching a full-scale assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah against the wishes of the U.S. That's according to a senior administration official who spoke on condition of anonymity. The shipment was supposed to consist of 1,800 2,000-pound bombs and 1,700 500-pound bombs, according to the official, with the focus of U.S. concern being larger explosives and how they could be used in a dense urban setting. More than 1 million civilians are sheltering in Rafah after evacuating other parts of Gaza amid Israel's war on Hamas, which came after the militant group's deadly attack on Israel on October 7th. In a world growing increasingly accustomed to wild weather swings, the last few days and weeks have seemingly taken those environmental extremes to a new level. Some climate scientists say they are hard-pressed to remember when so much of the world has had its weather on overdrive at the same time. Scientists expect record weather disasters this year connecting to a climate change, hot oceans, and El Nino. You'll find more at